give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
So when I listened to Joe talking about a transition, there's been no transition from when I won. I won that election. And if you look at crooked Hillary Clinton, if you look at all of the different people, there was no transition because they came after me trying to do a coup. They came after me spying on my campaign. They started from the day I won and even before I won.
You know, as I was preparing for this report, I told my son, Raphael, it's amazing how there's so much going on each day. Just never run out of things to show you. You won't finally, you'll actually really find anywhere in mainstream media. It's somewhat shocking. We'll dive into the bill signed about Epstein. Yeah, that's right. From old DeSantis himself. The Russia excuse is popping up again. They just can't get enough of Russia. The border visits were phenomenal for President Trump. Moloch, as explained by Cat Williams on Joe Rogan's show. And so much more to go through, folks. Here we go.
Until your wife and children, I'll be sailing with you. It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. I'll be sailing with you at sea with LT, August 11th through 18th, folks. I just can't tell you enough how much fun we're going to have, how much information is going to be passed and shared. You'll have a Q&A time with us there August 11th through 18th on board to Alaska at sea with LT. We're going to see many great things together. We're going to hang out together. You get a chance to meet my family, hear the Isaac sing and biblical teaching. I'll definitely be preaching a message, and you're going to definitely see how I put these videos together. And the biggest thing is just hearing us talk and share amongst each other, hanging out with other And We Know fans all together on a boat. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Just want to remind you of that. So, first clip of the day.
So it is not simply there's no connection to the president, which we've known all along and which was made clear again, but there is a very understandable, coherent business explanation for every single thing that they asked for. And now that all of this China stuff or Romania or Kazakhstan is clearly baseless and bogus, the only thing that the Republicans have left are these Burisma allegations, which we now know were completely made up by their source, who's now been indicted because he was working with Russian intelligence to interfere in our election. And so let's be very clear, because that is the only basis to move forward with an impeachment inquiry. If this impeachment inquiry continues, then Chairman Comer and Chairman Jordan are working with Russia to interfere in the November 2024 election on behalf of Vladimir Putin and for the benefit of Donald Trump. That is what this has been reduced to now, and that is what this first hour showed us.
Hold up. Hold up just a second. Do y'all remember who Putin said he actually wished would win this year's election? Oh, he said Biden. Huh. But they come out and say it's Putin who's running their show. He's the one running the Republican Party. You guys have lost your minds. Their lies are so bad now. Everyone seems to be waking up. Just a few haven't really made it yet, but, you know, we're just about there. And, of course, on the Republican side, the Rhino side, McConnell steps down as the Senate Republican leader in November after a record run in the job. That's just the leader. Is he still going to be around? It's MJ Truth Ultra says, is it a coincidence with Mitch McConnell that his sister-in-law died 2 weeks ago in a car wreck and now Mitch is retiring? Is that what he's doing? He's retiring? Was a message sent? You guys remember Angela Chao was the CEO of a major shipping company, Foremost Group, and a Bank of China executive. Angela was the sister of Mitch McConnell's Chinese handler wife, Elaine Chao, who was the former Secretary of Transportation. Angela reportedly died in a private Texas ranch. Remember, her Tesla vehicle backed into a pond and she was inside of it. There's still reportedly a video of the incident that state police has in its possession, which hasn't been released yet. What really, really happened? Y'all know they can have take control of these cars and do whatever they want with them. These electric vehicles. I don't know. My little conspiracy spider tinglings, you know, something's going on. And then, of course, Biden's $1.7 trillion spending bill, unconstitutional, federal court rules. I mean, there's some positive news, positive information, but yet then you head over to old Illinois. Trump disqualified from the Illinois ballot. They just keep pulling this mess everywhere you go. I got this from Deanna. You remember she defended and showed that her ballot was stolen in Illinois. Did a great job. I hope to show that video one of these days. But Amuse showed us the election interference. The Illinois judge who removed Trump from the state's ballot handled traffic tickets and minor misdemeanors. If every traffic court judge in the country can remove the leading presidential candidate from the ballot, our country is doomed. The Illinois Supreme Court unanimously appointed Judge Tracy Porter as an at-large Cook County Circuit Judge Court Judge. Countywide, Judge Porter was sworn into office November 12, 2021. The traffic division says, you know what? We're going to take Trump off the ballot. This guy's doing whatever it takes to ruin people's lives and just show them how stupid they are. Let's see. Let's continue with these freaks over on the in D.C.
The Republicans did not want this to be public testimony because there is literally no evidence and no there. And not only that, the embarrassing spectacle, lack of professionalism, the lack of coherent, even theory of the case this morning was so glaringly apparent that it is embarrassing for the Republicans right now. You know, for anyone who listened to what happened, you all will hear the testimony or see the testimony in written form, hopefully in the coming days, if the Republicans do carry forward with the agreement that they made with Hunter Biden's attorney. However, it's very clear that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing that connects the president to his son, any of his business dealings, and anything that has anything to do that leads to an impeachable offense. It's been stated, but this is very clearly a smoke and mirrors strategy intended to essentially try to indict the president for things that he's not even involved in. So it's very clear that there's no there.
So when all of these lies, they've been exposed over and over again, they get out there and they just do their best. You know, they at least got to hand it to them. They hang out together. They all lie together in the same swamp. They enjoy their lies. They belong to the father, the devil, who's a liar from the very beginning. So they don't care. Their training has been taken care of. They probably worship Moloch in the back, and who knows what else they're involved in. But these sick people who are involved in so much, you know, one day they make $150,000 a year. The next thing you know, they've got millions of dollars in their bank account. It goes for, what, 90% of the politicians, not just these guys, but the rhinos too. And so they're saying, you know, these guys have lost their mind. They're crazy. Really? Well, let's look at this meltdown. This complete meltdown happening there for all to see on MSNBC. Radical leftist Eli Mistel explodes over Supreme Court's decision to hear Trump's immunity case in April. That's right. They're going to hear it.
Reason why people like Mark and people like Dahlia seem to have a crystal ball is because they're real, because they're realists, and they understand the court for what it is. And at some point, people in the media, people at home, and people sitting in the White House have to stop pretending that the Supreme Court is some kind of benign, trying to do its best institution and start to realize that there are six Republicans, not conservatives, Republicans on the Supreme Court who view it as their job to help the Republican Party. And until we do something about that, until we take away that power, until we draw the line on them there, they will continue to do this. They will help Trump. They will take away abortion rights. They will end affirmative action. They will liberalize gun rights. They will do all of it until we stop them. And
until we stop them. Panic. We have to stop them from living biblical values. We have to stop them from saying that marriage is between one man and one woman. We have to stop them from, keeping us from killing these babies. We need to have all these rights. This is what we fought for, was we fought for Satan. And Satan has to be the victor. We have to put a stop to these guys. You get it? You get it now? Spiritual battle on the front lines, and they're upset because guess what? We just might be able to get our morals back into the country. Good moral character, once again. And they've just had enough. Let's see. Who would join them in that? Oh, let's go back to little Romney. Yep, he's out there on Communist News Network. I mean, folks, they're sending out everyone they can. They're sending out their politicians, the Democrats, to say that it's all about Russia and no, Biden's didn't do anything, even though there's all the proof. And we've got to put a stop to Trump. I mean, how dare he get this immunity case in April where he's losing our mind there. And then Romney comes out and says, even if Trump gets it, I mean, Trump just is just a bad guy.
Would you vote for Donald Trump over Joe Biden?
No, absolutely not. I mean, for me, there are two factors in deciding who I want to have as the leader of my country. And the person who is the example of the president for my kids and my grandkids. One is their position and policies. And on foreign policy, I'm not aligned with Donald Trump, at least as I understand his policy. On domestic policy, yeah, I align with many of his domestic policies.
Not aligned with this foreign policy. Foreign policy, let's see. He flew over to South Korea, stepped into the DMZ, took 17 steps with a supposed dictator, smiled and showed the world, we're not going to push the red button, the big red button, to destroy the earth like the mainstream media was trying to push. Let's see, he met with China and did some deals to make sure that the farmers got their money back with China because they were stealing from us. Let's see, foreign policy. Oh, yeah, if I can, I'm just recalling off the top of my head. He stopped the stupid climate change support that all these Americans, right? The Americans were footing the bill for a huge percentage for that, and then who knows what they used the money for there. He stopped our support of the WEF, who were responsible for supposed release of this thing called COVID that they told us was actually killing people when it wasn't. Let's see. His foreign policy's been pretty. Let's see. He took out ISIS when nobody else could. Should I continue?
But there's another dimension besides policy. And that's character. And I think what America is as a nation, what has allowed us to be the most powerful nation on earth and the leader of the earth, is the character of the people who have been our leaders, past presidents, but also mothers, fathers, church leaders, university presidents, and so forth. Having a president who is so defaulted of character would have an enormous impact on the character of America. And for me, that's the primary consideration.
Oh, we need an actor, a character, someone who stands there and talks with such perfection. Can I have my gray poupon? My goodness. President Trump's real. His rallies, thousands show up days ahead of time. Did they do that for Romney? No. Do you think they care about this perfection of character? No, he's real. He stands up there and he tells it how it is. and yet they're going to continue to attack his character. Think it's going to work? I don't think so. We've got some videos that pretty much prove that it's all fallen apart for the Democrats and their party. They're so aligned and they're just falling apart, folks. So it kind of gives me this clip of the Benny Johnson's here, the Democrat activist, Reverend, turns on Democrat Party, goes full MAGA after reality of Democrat plan red pills him. Yeah. I'm going to show you that clip in a minute. First, here's something for your health. Folks, as we continually talk about health and things that can help us out in many different ways, we get many questions about ivermectin, where to get it, and we're constantly sending out links, and we thought, you know what, we just work together with Zahara Heckscher and see if we can get that link with the discount. So sure enough, they have a huge selection at the description box below. It has ZaraHeckscher.com. That's ZaraHeckscher.com. Click in the description box below and put AWK10, AWK10 in the coupon code, and you get 10% off your order. So they have a huge selection of different things. Quality assurance, you can save really big. You can save a lot of money on them, and fast shipping. They've done a really great work for us. We've been able to send many people there. Again, if you're looking for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, then head that way today.
You know, black people used to be Republicans until right after the Great Depression. I think we've ridden this donkey as far as it can take us. Okay, it's dead. I'm ready to get on a great big old African elephant. Right. We have to remember who Joe Biden is. This is a guy who was mentored by Senator Byrd and people like Strom Thurmond, the card-carrying members of the Ku Klux Klan.
That's right.
So, you know, she represents Republican 2.0. What she's talking about for us is a new emancipation, socially, politically, economically. It's emancipation 2.0. And we have a real opportunity, not only with her candidacy, but with President Trump, to start again in this country and recognizing where we've been. Look, I'm not telling any of you who are Democrats to remember your voter registration card. Okay? Maxine Waters, Auntie Maxine, imagine if she was really your auntie. She's really my auntie. What I'm saying is this. After all of those years of dealing with failed policies, how many more lives, how much more time, how many more generations are we going to sacrifice at the altar of Democrat politics when they treat us as a political afterthought?
Yeah.
An afterthought. It's time for us to make a positive choice in our own best interest and vote for the candidates who are in our own best interest. And if they are Republicans, then so be it. When white America, working class, and black America, working class, decides to work together, there's no demographic that can stop us. What other sign from God do you need than to see the predominantly white Republican Party moaning, groaning with us about the likes of the FBI and the CIA? We're talking about God's timing, right? Doesn't he have a way of making strange bedfellows? He has a way of drawing us together in perilous times to stand together, work together, fight together, vote together, lead this country together. Because those people who are inclined to its destruction are our common enemy.
Amazing. What about God's timing? Huh? We're talking about God's timing. That's what he said. Doesn't he have a way, God, of making strange bedfellows? He has a way of drawing us together in perilous times to stand together, work together, fight together, vote together, lead this country together, because those are people who are inclined to its destruction and are common, or our common enemy. Great words. He's not looking at a speech that he's giving for those listening, and he's just holding a microphone, and it looks like Carrie Lake's off to the distance. And he's just a phenomenal speaker. Love to see that. Other ways that people seem to be waking up, again, would be the Fannie Willis case. Just can't get enough of Fannie. Well, Nathan Wade's attorney doesn't know if he lied or not under oath. Check this out.
Tell lies about your friends.
Have I told lies about friends? I could have. I don't know.
Do you tell lies about your friends about a case of national importance?
Objection as to...
Overruled. I could have. I don't know.
What do you make of that, Lee?
I could have. I don't know.
He didn't recall a lot.
He didn't recall a lot. I mean, there were some things, I'm sorry, that you should recall if you knew about them. Like, you could say, I have no idea, but to say I do not recall things like sexual activity in an office, for example, it seems a little bit far-fetched. I think there's a reason why people don't trust what's happening when you think about all the Trump cases, and this is one of many of
but
the reasons.
If he admits that he knew that they were a couple before the Trump investigation started, then that suggests that Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade lied under oath. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that where we're going with this?
Yes. Interestingly enough, yesterday, if you follow the, and I was watched a great deal of this and I was talking about yesterday, if you follow it, there's no longer this discussion of is there prejudicial value here? Was there gain or anything about the hiring? It's now become about did they lie? And I think that's become the dominant theme yesterday because you're trying to set the precedent. Because if Fannie Willis lied or Nathan Wade lied, then not only are they coming off the case, they're going to probably get disbarred because that's lying to the court. And this is not what they expected. So this is going to be an interesting time. And him sitting there yesterday, it was painful to watch when he would sit there and get a simple yes-no question, and he would just sort of stare.
Well, he's afraid. He doesn't want to be perjured.
Well, he knows he's perjured himself already. And by the way, whenever
but
you're...
But did
you're,
Fannie...
He was just staring. He's aware that it was it was the toughest thing to watch because this guy was basically falling apart. Remember one moment they're all excited. We're going to get Trump. We're going to take him down. This is the greatest thing ever. And the next thing you know, they're sitting in a courtroom and like, I don't know if I lied. And he's looking down and he's just, he just looks discouraged and downtrodden, folks, when you're staring at the screen. And the media they're losing their mind. Newsweek said Trump crushes Haley in Michigan in March to GOP nomination. Yeah. Former president has won every 2024 GOP presidential primary contest where he has been on the ballot. But yet, they change their tune and say, Donald Trump continues to underperform Michigan. They just can't make up their mind. Kind of interesting, the media, right? How they work. Well, Texas Lindsay showed us this. There's a new Netflix deal that just dropped a 4-part documentary series about the CIA, FBI, DOJ, and their history of silencing journalists to cover their tracks. Yeah, in case you needed some more info on how these three-letter agencies work, what they've been up to, and how they're being exposed day after day. It's called the Octopus Murders trailer. Here we go.
Reporter Danny Casolaro was found dead over the weekend in a motel in Martinsburg, West Virginia.
Local authorities quickly ruled his death a suicide.
It just didn't sit right. In my mind, I'm thinking they killed him.
The book that Danny was writing, he starts looking into these powerful people and realizes there's something much bigger going on.
These eight men, they're no longer government officials, but their tentacles can reach into any part of government in almost any country. I've come to call this group the Octopus.
Most of us were convinced that he had been hurt for him covering this story.
If the federal government says, we don't know what you're talking about, it's beyond what a couple of local detectives can do.
It all started with the software promise.
These programs allegedly allowed the CIA to spy on the intelligence agencies that bought it.
The two of them transferred in excess of $40 million.
this money was used to buy off.
It was a disturbing conspiracy.
A lot of people that reported on are dead.
All three of them had been shot in the head. We knew who was involved. No one was ever brought to justice.
We found the body.
There was a wire running from around his neck to his ankles.
There's just too many people dead in this case.
This former NSA guy says, I don't know how you heard that name, but you can get killed just knowing that name.
Can you turn the camera off?
I told him not to talk to certain people, not to raise certain issues.
Danny became obsessed with this story. You have the same curiosity that Danny had.
If you think for a minute that you're going to go expose somebody, you're going to get yourself killed.
It's called The Octopus, American Conspiracy. Very interesting, right? This comes out, especially during a time when we had, I tried to get this in the last show, the Laura Logan, as she, you know, we showed a couple of clips, but she was the former 60 Minutes foreign affairs correspondent. She's been involved in so much, exposing so many, and definitely our prayers need to be with her as she continues to work. She's high profile, folks, and we had a chance to interview her once a while back, and just want to show you what she's been up to. I believe this was her intro to her when she went in there to have a talk, to share what's happening out there. She's had enough, and she's fighting back.
I have worked at the highest levels of the media as a full-time correspondent for 60 Minutes, chief foreign correspondent for CBS News, chief foreign affairs correspondent for CBS News. That was my home for 16 years. And as a journalist, I have sat down with world leaders, mass murderers, and terrorists. And I have held people on both sides of the aisle accountable. I have seen suffering, and I have faced evil, and I have walked through the fires of hell on distant battlefields. I faced my own death at the hands of a mob of some 200 men in Egypt when I was gang raped and sodomized and beaten almost to death while on assignment for 60 Minutes. And yet for almost a decade, I have been targeted and falsely branded and accused of many things that I did not do. They have attacked my work, my character, my sanity, and my marriage. And I am not alone. We are many. And we will not give up, and we will not give in. It's important to all of us, because of everything discussed today, that we address the vital principles and values that exist really only in the United States of America. And that said, these are the worst of times for the media in this country. We live in the age of information warfare, where propaganda is not simply a weapon, it is the entire field of battle. This is a war for our minds that is aided by advanced technology, and we have never been here. Not in all of human history. It is a moment when we as journalists should stand together, united, and regardless of politics, we should fight for the truth and we should fight for freedom. Yet, not very long ago, we allowed one of our own to be branded as a traitor simply for doing his job. In fact, there were many so-called journalists who were leading the charge against Tucker, accusing him of treason for the simple fact of interviewing the president of Russia. And to my knowledge, there was not a single legacy media institution that spoke up.
You know, she's talking about Tucker Carlson, in case you missed that.
This was more than a politically motivated attack on one man. It was a betrayal of the most sacred principles of a free press. And my media colleagues know this to be true, no matter what they say. My fear is that they either no longer care or that they lack the moral courage to be honest, including with themselves. To those who wish to censor the idea of free speech in America and all over the world, Media companies, institutions, and journalism schools have failed all of us.
They have failed all of us. I'm going to continue with her in a moment. First, I just want to remind you we're at andweknow.com, folks. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You can watch us on Rumble, follow on X, on all of our social media platforms, including Clout Hub, which is growing. That's where you can watch us, and you can change the language to different languages around the world in case you have folks that want to watch or listen, and they just don't have English as their first language. Also, Facebook, you can find us there, all in the description box below. Our site that my son built, thepatriotlight.com, has home politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources all there for you. Our Drudge Report for conservatives, what I call it. We worked hard on this, and I'm just thankful for you guys bringing traffic there. It is growing super fast. And we just also want to thank you for going to our sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, tees, and tanks, and accessories. We're always out there where folks are running into each other at different events, including the one that I mentioned earlier about Deanna, who gave a presentation in Illinois about her vote being stolen, and hoping that that goes to the Supreme Court. I'll be able to share more on that some other time. But you know what? Folks wearing the And We Know logo, they run into each other, and before you know it, you've got new friends, and it's just wonderful. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
For too long, we have allowed nonprofit organizations to masquerade as nonpartisan media watchdogs, when in fact they are little more than highly paid political propagandists and assassins, whose entire reason for being is to crush anyone who stands in their way. And along with them, the long-held and cherished ideas of free speech, free thinking, and free minds. This is a blood sport for them. Their political allies and their puppet masters. They know how to kill a journalist without murdering them. We call it cancel culture. In truth, it is a death sentence. And they get away with it because they have information dominance. Some are strong enough to survive, but only a few, like Glenn Greenwald, Tucker Carlson, Matt Taibbi, only a few like them are able to reach greater heights and thrive. These nonprofits that I'm talking about are part of a vast censorship network that includes government agencies. They use deception to mask their actions with lofty goals like preventing the spread of misinformation, disinformation, hate speech. They use phrases like protecting democracy. And make no mistake, words matter. While propaganda and censorship are not new, technology means unprecedented power and reach in the hands of a few. Companies like Facebook, Instagram, and Google, as you have heard many times today, have been allowed to amass monopoly power. And as a result, they not only reach billions of people across the world every second of the day, they have absolute control over what we see and what we hear. Imagine those tools in the hands of Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hitler. When I became a journalist more than 35 years ago, we were under emergency restrictions in apartheid South Africa, and I was 17 years old. Public safety and security were the weapons of state censors. Ours was the truth. We had no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, no First Amendment, no Declaration of Independence. And journalists would have to hide their footage from the security police, sometimes sewing the tapes into their mattresses at home so they could not be seized and used to identify and target the protesters that we'd filmed. The light of freedom that set fire to our hearts in South Africa was lit thousands of miles away. It was lit right here where we sit today in the United States of America. When the founding fathers put freedom of speech first, it was not by chance. It was by design. The rights that followed were in part created to protect the First Amendment. Without it, they knew that freedom itself would perish. I am reminded today of the words spoken by the British Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey, in 1914, at the beginning of the First World War. He said, "The lamps are going out all over Europe. We shall not see them lit again in our lifetime. We are once again watching the lights of freedom. They're going out here and all over the world. And it is up to us to determine if they will be lit again, ever."
Amazing. Way to go, Laura Logan. We know a lot of folks in her neighborhood listen to this channel, and thank you guys for your support, and enjoyed meeting you guys. I think it was a few years ago now since that interview. Would love to talk to her again to see what she's up to. She's definitely sharing things that we've gone through here personally. I mean, we know that even at our channel, many others were taken off of YouTube, 440,000 subscribers gone in an instant. We'd had to fight back to rebuild on Rumble and Clout Hub now and more. And it's been an uphill battle, but they tried everything they could to censor us. And it still happens. As a matter of fact, our sons, just a real quick note, my son's bowling channel, the Bowling Bros, they reached enough hours, 4,000 hours of viewership to be monetized so they could make some money and make it a living. Well, three times we went to them and three times they said that they will not monetize their channel. And they said they don't have to. They do not have to disclose why. My theory is a lot of the clicks came from "And We Know" over to their channel. They know that because they can see that in their IT paperwork or whatever they do there on the computers, and they just refuse to monetize them. But yet, all the other bowling channels are monetized. Just wanted to throw that in there. They even go after family. They just don't care. Kind of reminds me of this one, scandal in Slovenia. The head nurse of University Medical Center in Ljubljana, which takes care of receiving the vaccine bottles, resigned today. She went in front of the cameras and took out the vaccine bottles. She showed people the codes on the bottles where each contains one, two, or three digits in the code, and then explained the meaning of those numbers. Number one is placebo, saline. Number two is mRNA. Number three is mRNA and oncogene, a mutated gene that triggers the development of cancer. People who receive it will develop soft tissue cancer within 2 years. She says that she personally witnessed all the politicians and tycoons receiving the number one vial of their vaccine. So basically all the politicians were getting saline. Now, if you guys want some proof of this, here's a video clip from some of it right here. So there's 30% placebo from the vaccine, and so you don't know if you got the placebo, so don't be sure that you got Johnson's. Don't be so sure that you've got AstraZeneca, and if you ask for a bottle, they can just bring you that bottle that you asked for, but it's not necessary you were vaccinated with it. This is not happening everywhere, but this is some of information that I'm going to from colleagues from Slovenia. That's why they started now. If you are vaccinated with one, you can also be with the other one, but you will never know what you've got. So I just wanted to show you that, yes, somebody did see the video, somebody did play it, and somebody knew that folks needed to see this. That's part of the free speech that was taken down. Folks that were sharing anything about the jabs, remember, or that COVID wasn't actually killing people, or whatever, the doctors were taken down and more. Censorship is killing us. The media is being controlled, and they're all paid off, and that's what the battle that we've been on for a long, long time. Which leads to where we're seeing some exposure. I'll show you this one later, but huge that DeSantis just signed a bill into law that will release 2006 grand jury records of the Epstein investigation. As tears fall down one of Epstein's trafficking victims' face, the people may finally find out definitely that our own government and the intelligence agencies were literally running a child trafficking pedophile ring under our noses. The fact that this is even being allowed to happen is encouraging for all of us, that they can't stop everything from coming out. The truth will set us free. This is fantastic for us, says Pepe Lives Matter.
And then Maxwell is actually in prison in Florida, and yet nothing else has ever happened with any of this. How is that possible given the magnitude of what was going on? And what was going on in Florida was only a fraction of what was happening, because you had activities and abuse in New York City, in the Virgin Islands. And this was a massive, massive operation here that was targeting these very, very young girls. And to not have justice on this is something that has been a big black spot on our justice system.
So amazing. And here's one of those victims as the bill signed here we go testimony.
For the regular average citizen, it's just time that goes by. A lot of people tend to forget, but this is not something we should be forgetting about. This is not something to be sweeping under the rug. A lot of us are still in therapy. We're still trying to survive. I can't express the gratitude I have for this bill. Sorry.
It's okay.
I never thought that this would be in our cards, but as I stand here today, I just want to thank all the people that believed in us, our attorneys, our therapists, everybody who came to support this bill, our amazing governor. I just am trying to put pieces together, the final pieces of this puzzle to help me move on and finally get the peace that I deserve for my life. And I am just so grateful. And I would really just want to know, why was Jeffrey Epstein given such grace and mercy for his inhumane crimes? And why were we so outed in the media and treated so poorly? Victim shaming in this high profile case has damaged a lot of us. It has made us retract statements. It's made us internalize the trauma. And a lot of us are just trying to still find our way through our healing journey. And I just want to remind everybody to please be kind. We are all still struggling with this, and we just want to understand what happened.
Why did the mainstream media come to Epstein's defense and treat the victims so poorly, but yet elevate Epstein? They're paid off. Continuing, another victim.
I was one of dozens, if not hundreds, of children abused by Epstein for over a decade. We have had no closure whatsoever on what has happened with these crimes. Epstein was charged for his crimes in 2006, and we are finally going to learn why. We have been left in the dark for so long with no answers to what is going on and why things played out the way that they did. It would have saved literally hundreds of girls from being put in a position that none of us ever wanted to be put in. We are so, so very grateful to get a little bit more answers and pray that more justice comes out of this. And we couldn't be more proud that we're getting this for the first time ever. I mean, really, seriously, first time.
So let's go from one coast to another. Remember, I was talking about the California sheriff in the last video. He's calling on citizens to hold their elected officials accountable. Check this out.
We are in a very important election year, and the political silliness is surfacing all around us. The same supermajority who refused any sort of tough on crime laws for the past several years are up for re-election. They are now claiming they are going to address our public safety crisis with new laws cracking down on crime. The problem is every one of their bills are disingenuous and hollow. For instance, one bill claims to address theft by lowering the felony limit back to $400. Upon examination of the bill, you will find that it gives these career criminals three more chances to steal and be convicted before they are sentenced to prison. That is three, a minimum of three, more victims. We cannot turn on the news, read the newspaper, go to the grocery store, or open our businesses without being slapped in the face of reality that criminals have been emboldened by a lenient system that holds no consequence for criminal behavior. Instead of addressing the obvious, Tone-deaf, Governor Newsom attacks a Target employee for not stopping a criminal from fleeing the store instead of taking an honest look at the failed social experiment that he himself leads that allowed that theft to occur. It is time we wake up and hold our politicians accountable for what their bills, laws, and policies have caused. It is time to return to a common sense approach to crime, realizing and admitting that there are evil people who refuse to conform to a civilized society and instead choose to victimize the rest of us by stealing our property, robbing our stores, flooding our streets with drugs, including fentanyl, breaking into our homes, murdering our children, and giving the middle finger to our justice system. Californians deserve better. I am proud to support lawmakers like Bill Asaley and several others who acknowledge that criminals are responsible for their actions and they need to be held accountable.
Amen. And so President Trump had a chance to go down and he came up with a great nickname for Gavin Newsom.
The most secure border in history. Brandon was saying it. The general was saying it. We had the most secure border and people weren't coming because they knew they weren't going to get in. And we weren't promising free education, free medical, free everything. I mean, all the promises that are made, no wonder they come. I mean, you look at what this governor, Newsom from California, isn't that his name, Newsom? What he's done to California is unbelievable. People are pouring in. They think they're going to get medical aid. And our soldiers, our vets aren't being taken care of. But people that come into our country illegally are.
Newsom. As he said it, the guy in the back left of your screen, if you, with your left hand, he starts giggling. The guy with the cowboy hat kind of gives a little look like, did I just hear that, Newsom? And the poor guy in uniform's trying to be very, non-biased. And then on the far right, the guy gives a little chuckle, a little smile there. I don't know, just kind of funny, the Newsom. So when you see the videos, if you're watching your screen, President Trump, when he visits, it's just full of life. And then you got Biden on the right, he can barely walk. Guys, like, having a hard time walking. President Trump's making everybody laugh, filled with joy. Everyone's excited to have him there. And at Biden's visit, and they're just hoping he doesn't fall flat on his face. President Trump spending time with people and more. Just wanted to make sure you saw that, caught it even more. Here's more for your health. Well, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing that I've done every day. I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I like all the flavors. It's completely improved my life. It's nutrition the way nature intended. It's given me way more energy throughout the day. I sleep better through the night. Got healthier skin now. I've got great digestion. My stomach feels better and feeling better and overall just healthier. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you're going to love this product, but for any reason, if you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order plus free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com in the description box below. So folks, I wanted to make sure that we saw President Bukele. We showed a little bit before, but he brings up stuff about our taxes and the illusion that you are funding the U.S. government, which you are not. I wanted you to hear this.
There are other symptoms that are even more difficult to diagnose. For instance, the financial situation of the United States. When I talk to my conservative friends right here, they always tell me that the problem is high taxes, but they're wrong. Of course, high taxes are extremely high here in the United States. I give you that. You're right in that. But that's not the real problem. The real problem is not the high taxes themselves, but the fact that they are not even really funding the government. Not even those high taxes. Higher than a lot of places in the world, not even those taxes are really funding the government. So who's financing the government? Government is financed by treasury bonds. Paper. And who buys the treasury bonds? Mostly the Fed. And how does the Fed buy them? By printing money. But what backing does the Fed have for that money being printed? The treasury bonds themselves. So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air. Someone could ask, Someone could ask, well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money out of thin air, why do they collect taxes?
Pretty interesting, huh? He's able to put all this. How does the Fed buy them, the Treasury bonds, by printing money? What backing does the Fed have for the money being printed, the Treasury bonds themselves? So basically, you finance the government by printing money out of thin air. Someone could ask, if the government could print unlimited amount of money out of thin air, why do they collect taxes? Boom. Then he goes on, the real problem is that you pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you're funding the government, which you're not. The government is funded by money printing, paper backed with paper, a bubble that will inevitably burst. The situation is worse than it seems, because if most Americans and the rest of this world were to become aware of this farce, confidence in your currency will be lost. The dollar will fall and the Western civilization with it. The next president of the United States doesn't make the necessary policies and structural changes, eventually that bubble will burst. It will take a total re-engineering of the government, from the top to the bottom. It will entail making difficult decisions. It will be hard. The system will push back. But you have a right to determine your own fate. Oh, yeah. Man, that was amazing. Also amazing is the interview I just did with Dr. Kirk Elliott. It's going to actually play this Sunday. He actually gives his testimony. It's been a year since we started where he actually talked about himself. And I asked him, could you tell us how you ended up where you're at today? And we talk about, he said something I thought was interesting. God's economy is not man's economy. To not live in fear. So why don't you hear some of this?
Sure, 30 goods, you know, full spectrum across the board, you know, things that we would buy as families.
Right here.
Mission and discernment and everything that comes from God. We're created in his image. Fear is not one of those things. So if that grips you and paralyzes you, kick it back to the pit where it belongs, right? Yeah. And you know, take that leap of faith and call us. And we'll walk you through the things that are giving you fear, and hopefully that starts to melt away and that financial anxiety starts to melt away as we strategically hear your dreams, your visions, your goals, your fears, your what you want to accomplish, and map out a strategy of success moving forward using tangible assets like silver and gold to strategically hedge and insure against the paper assets that we have that are coming down because of stupid legislation and political processes that neither any of us can control.
So that's amazing, as that coincides with what we heard from President Bukele. So you can go to andweknow.com/gold. It's in all of our description box below and more. And you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and talk to him yourself or those that are there. And it's absolutely brilliant how this all plays out for all of us. I think it's really, really important. So again, Scotty Marr dropped a great video for us to see. And in the beginning, it shows the Rothschilds, where they're from, how they were born in Frankfurt, Germany, and more. I just wanted to show you this real quick, this clip from that. I'll show you some, talk about some more.
Amschel Bauer, born in Frankfurt, Germany in 1744, was a moneylender and a goldsmith on Jew Street, whose shop had a sign out front with a red hexagram on it. Eventually, he would change his name to Rothschild, which is German for red sign. Rothschild soon learned that loaning money to governments and kings was more profitable than loaning money to private individuals. Not only were the loans bigger, but they were secured by the nation's taxes. Meyer Rothschild had 5 sons whom he trained in the skills of money creation and sent out to the major capitals of Europe to open branches of the family banking business.
Where does that symbol?
Amazing, huh? So here we are talking about money, the printing of money, then the government's backing it with taxes and more. And here are the Rothschilds. One of the big ones is gone. And so they get into the meaning of that star that they put on their flag and more. And it seems to have some reference to what they would call the rim fan related to Beelzebub and more. And so it's very interesting. Study up on this yourself. I'm not going to get into much to that today, but Fletch 17 shows, wait, what? They created the Israel state. The star was from a money lender in Germany. Rothschild means red star. You will follow the stars wasn't Hollywood, but Rothschild in Israel. Everything we were taught is wrong. Saving Israel, Falas, was possibly never about the state, but the person who controlled said state, Jacob Rothschild. Jacob is Israel, remember? Jacob's name was changed to Israel when he had his hip broken. You guys remember that? The head is gone. The rest will go fast. Hang on to the rails, as Dan Scavino and Entheos posted about. Remember here? Oh, actually, Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, he put a clip here to show us that she showed us God said to him, your name is Jacob, but you will no longer be called Jacob. Your name will be Israel. So he named him Israel. Very interesting. Genesis 35:10. Jacob means he grasped the hill, a Hebrew idiom for he deceives. Wow. Israel probably means he struggles with God. Interesting, right? You can just get into these studies and you'll find out a lot more. When I was asked by others, saving Israel for last, what does it mean to you? I give an explanation, but I don't share it on video. I do it personally, and I'll probably talk about it on the boat if you guys join us. We are saving Israel for last for a very specific reason. That's what we were told on the cue board. And just reposted by Entheos again from 1 year ago, who is who you all know John is referring to. So John Rich said, I was reminded by someone recently who you all know that sometimes the best way to hide a plan is in the wide open. Wide open indeed. So all these things are wide open. Jerusalem versus the United States sounds biblical to me. Interesting, because remember when Q said gold shall destroy the Fed? Well, remember the day that Jacob Rothschild died, President of the United States Trump posted a picture of constitutional money, gold and silver. President Trump is talking directly to us. The best is yet to come. It's amazing how all these connections are playing out for us. We're getting pretty excited. And then again, I think the flood has started. What is Operation Menai Bridge? All the plans in place for King Charles' death. There's an operation and plan for his death. And remember, we talked about earlier, the U.S. Supreme Court agrees to consider Trump's immunity claim in election interference case. That happens in late April. Wow. So here's something really cool. And Entheo said, there's a point that many people who continue to be swayed by fake news miss when explaining why real Donald Trump has never been involved in corruption, crimes, cheating in business, and the political arena. His ascent is a testament to his unparalleled blend of instinct, intellect, tireless effort, strategy, risk-taking, heart, and countless other attributes. To him, the path of deception would be a betrayal of his own capabilities, a gnawing reminder that he was not worthy without resorting to duplicity. The steadfast refusal to compromise earned him the respect of New York's underworld, with even the likes of Sammy the Bull and Michael Franzese acknowledging his incorruptibility. The NYPD, too, holds him in high regard, a sentiment echoed by Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who counts him as a trusted ally for Trump. Honor is not merely a concept, but a legacy, one he safeguards with unwavering resolve, lest he dishonor the memory of his father, Fred, and forebears by descending into the shadows of illicit deeds. So what are the things that have been happening, folks? King Charles has cancer. Kate hasn't been seen since surgery. Sarah, the Duchess, has skin cancer. Prince Edward is stepping back. Thomas Kingston has died. Jacob Rothschild has died. King of Norway is in hospital. Pope is in the hospital. Queen of Denmark, abdication. Two black horses with one white horse in London. McConnell stepping down. CEOs are selling a lot of stock, all just in 2024. Looks and sounds a lot like nothing can stop what is coming, which was posted on Truth Social. Nothing could stop what's coming. Nothing. Over and over again, we're reminded of these things. As a matter of fact, when we go back and you look at all of the things that are playing out all around us, we even get a smidgen from those that have lived in this dungeon world of Hollyweird, the music industry, the acting industry, and more. Cat Williams had a chance to explain to Joe Rogan. Remember, folks, this reads millions of people, especially Cat Williams lately. He's been getting some huge views. I didn't really enjoy I was listening in on this particular episode, and there's a lot of stuff they talked about which I completely disagreed with. But this part right here was a wake-up for those that listen to these guys and soak it all in.
Propaganda in Hollywood movies is built into the ingredients list. It's like, if you want flour, you need wheat. Like, you're going to have to get the wheat. And if you want to be able to make movies about certain subjects, you have to be willing to work with some people. And, you know, it would be nice if you made it so that this is what we're trying to accomplish. And this is showing the negative side of this other society. And this is the and this is our hero. It's our hero who's going to go do America's bidding and go over there. And you're like, okay. And those movies are successful. And so they continue this relationship. And you become a bit of a propaganda arm for the government.
Right. But that's what makes information so powerful is, you know, you don't care how people feel about the ritual. It's about, does following the ritual work? Yeah. And so you can fool yourself into thinking there isn't one, but the evidence will be clear. So like when I was like, these guys are wearing dresses, everybody's like, oh, he keeps talking about people wearing dresses. No, it's
that
not.
Is a weird thing.
It's not like that. Look at it from a different way. Look at it. Show me one person that ever wore a dress in Hollywood unsuccessfully. That's how you understand what a ritual is. Mm. So 20 years ago, I knew that transgenders was going to be a thing. It wasn't because I was a prophet. It's just I had gotten so much information that I understood that things are secular. So I understood that the earliest I had seen that word transgender was Baphomet the transgender.
Baphomet the transgender. Now we're getting into biblical concepts on Joe Rogan's show.
And so I knew that in the ritual of Baphomet the transgender, to show allegiance to him, you had to kiss.
Wow.
And it said both of those things. So I knew that both of those things would become popular in the future, and that somehow calling people the goat would be normalized over the sheep being always the most popular reference.
So he knew goat was going to be popular. Goat being the Baphomet. Just keep sharing. And he's been going on different shows in different ways. And while I disagree with what they're doing and things that they're, a lot of the stuff that subject matter that was on there, it's just amazing that folks are being exposed more and more and waking up to the lies and how Hollywood works. So President Trump, thanks to Grasshopper, posted, remember on February 28th, the fact that Fannie Willis and Lover Wade unquestionably started their relationship before the beginning of their fake case that was brought against me and many others would unequivocally mean, according to virtually all legal experts and scholars, that this case is over. Yeah, they've been caught. They were tried. Didn't work. Well, all this posting and more just basically adds up to the intel board, what we see. The minute and second proofs the Q team knew they would let them steal the 2020 election and why. They knew it. It's in there. The hour shows us who will be next. Read these drops carefully and compare them with what Trump is truthing. Fake case closed, locked and loaded, go time. It has to be done right. That's what we're told in 3725. That's what this is connected to, so that we read it and we understand. It must be done according to the rule of law. It must carry weight. It must be proven in the court of law. There can be no mistakes. Good things sometimes take time. Attempts to slow or block the inevitable justice will fail. Folks, it is falling apart worldwide for this Babylon system. When we say Babylon is falling, Babylon is falling, could that mean that Babylon, the demonic system that was set up, is falling? And yet sometimes in preaching we're told that it's all going to fall and all of us are going to be affected. Maybe, just maybe, they're the ones that are going down. Clinton, Hussein, illegal FISA. D's, election interference 2018. Mueller, D's, election interference 2020. Impeachment, projection. These people are sick. We, the people, are the cure.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you that we are seeing so many of those evil ones that have tried so desperately to hurt all of us day in and day out. We're watching them go away. We know that they can be replaced by the enemy. We get it. But we also know that you're in charge. You know every detail of every second of everyone's lives. You hear our prayers. Those prayers are being poured out, and we understand more and more through your word how much you care and love those who love you. And we know all things work to good, together for good, to those who love the Lord, to those who are the called according to your purpose. We definitely need your protection. We definitely need guidance and direction, as so many deceptions will be sent our way. We lift up those that are in Texas through these fires, adding up so much more to touching nuclear plants and more. We understand just how much the enemy wants to destroy those that are coming against him. We definitely need your protection day in and day out through this battle. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time, for your prayers. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button, follow button, and share. So many just encourage me when I run into you and you say, I just told my friend, I have all my family listening to you now. I've got coworkers listening to you. And it's just, wow, I hear that from so many. And I'm like, this thing is just spreading like wildfire. And we're just super excited what God is doing. And appreciate your prayers. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Have a good weekend. Signing out.
Well, we've had one of the largest wildfires in Texas history. It's been like a million acres burnt. The church prayed last night corporately. We prayed for rain. We've been praying 3 hours a day this week. And I want you to see what we woke up to this morning. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Come on, your God will answer. Your God will answer. Your God will answer. Your God will answer. He answers by fire. Sometimes he answers by snow. He's good.